Kobe, the first Vad. Okay. So, it says, HaTorah mi'ida al Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. The Torah gives testimony on Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'ish Moshe anav me'od. Moshe Rabbeinu was very, very humble. Mikol ha'adam. From all peoples, asher al pnei ha'adamah. From all men who are on the face of the land. Bir Rashi. Rashi explains, anav shafel v'savlan. He was lowly, I don't, I'm trying to say literally, but it doesn't really mean that. V'savlan and patient, i.e., hare savlanut hi anaf ha'anava. So, the anaf, the branch of anava, which is savlanut, is the opposite of anger. Ulam, however, av shanava hi mehama'alot ha'elyonot b'sulamo shuri Pinchas ben Yair. We did this, I think, last week. Even in these, the Malavanava is one of the heights. The heights, it comes, right? Just before Ruach HaKodesh, right? Hasavlonot, patience, he b'tchum hayecholet. It's in the range of the ability, gam lepshutim kamonu, also to simple people like us, right? We don't have to be just before Ruach HaKodesh to have savlanut. Savlanut is something which we all have to have. Bichlal midazu eino ma'ala. And this mida is not such a big ma'ala. In other words, something we should have. Bebechina milit chasidut. It's not something, it's not a pious act to be patient. It's a normal act that every person should have. A person should have a basic level of patience. Ela hechrach gadol. It's necessary b'chol yachsei bnei adam. With all connections the person makes with people, he has to have a certain level of patience. Vaharashaz mikelim, right, katav, mi yitein v'nitragel b'mida asevel. Who will give us to accustomize ourselves to the mida of patience? Ki zeh shorish kol hamidas. Now he's saying something different. He's saying this is the root of all the midas. Vahamanucha, and the peace of a person. Vishorish kol ha'malot, and the root of all ma'alot, of all heights. V'zeh ha'shah la'ashem tzadikim yavo'o. This is a gate to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tzadikim, go in this gate. So now, we just said that patience is something which is everyone should have. It's a basic thing. You can't, if you're not patient, you can't have normal interactions with people. And now we see that Revolvi's bringing Minasava Mikelem, right? That what? That patience is the shorish, is the root of all the ma'alot, of all the heights that a person can reach. So what do we mean here? So he goes on, Mahu, Odecha Kianitani, I will be thankful to you, ki anitani, ki, because of my afflictions. Vezot, and this, tihili li Yeshua. Even at the time of my afflictions, I will be thanking you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that will be for me my Yeshua.
Exclamation point, right.
Hare asavranut himida klalit. Savlanut is a general midah, b'sharish lemalot rabot, and the root of the heights. In other words, he's saying, when a person's afflicted, when a person's in pain, he still has the ability to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's his Yeshua. So what does it mean? How can you thank someone? Like, no one's like, you know, someone's like beating up on you, right? Verbally, physically, doesn't matter, right? Emotionally, intellectually. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Who's afflicting you? God. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? So, let me give you a marshal. If you see someone, I give you this marshal. If you see someone taking a knife, I mean, it's very appropriate today, right? Someone taking a knife and putting it into the person, and taking the knife, I'm going to details, like opening the person with a knife, pulling out his organs. What cruelty. You'd faint if you saw such a thing. Faint. Especially with someone who's close to you. Chas v'shalom, a relative. Even a close relative. Chas v'shalom, you'd faint on the spot. I remember my kid with, you know, I have a boy who's like a little excitable. When he was a little kid, he was spinning around and boom, he went in the back into like one of these like beams over here. And his whole head like a little open. There wasn't nothing happening. It's Baruch Hashem. But like, I had to have stitches. So I went to like tear him or whatever it is. And said, could you hold the thing, please? So then they said, I was holding and they were stitching and I was watching and I said, maybe you'd like to sit down, sir. Right? So, you know, like when it's your own kids, right? You get a little bit squeamish, right? So you'd be fainting if you saw such a thing. Now, what happens if I tell you that I go after I see this and I thank the person? You're crazy. But if I had to tell you that the person I'm thanking was a doctor who was operating on the child to save his life, it makes sense that you thank them afterwards. So what makes you thank is that you know that this pain is coming for refuah. This pain is coming to fix. This pain isn't to hurt. This pain is to fix. So when a person can be moded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the pain he feels and thank him, it means he understands that this pain is coming to fix him. And when a person realizes that, he'll thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's his Yeshua. That is his Yeshua. Why? Because he's going to change himself. You only thank someone if you think that he came to fix you. If this pain is a fixer, you will change yourself. And that's why it's a Yeshua. So now Rav Avi goes on to explain. You can't create a good relationship with a group of people, yeah, without this midah of patience. If you don't have this midah, it's telling you you're going to have problems with the people you're around. That's what he's effectively telling you. It's a very basic midah that a person needs in order. It's very simple. Rabbeinu Yonah says that people, this is what Rabbeinu Yonah says, even two friends who are good friends, the other person's going to do something to you which you don't like. Why, says Rabbeinu Yonah? Because hade'ot shonot him. We'll do this in Pirkei Avos. The de'ot, the thinking of people is different. So he'll do something to you which he thinks is okay, but it'll affect you, it'll be painful to you, it'll be hurtful to you. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, what do you have to do? Lisbol. To be patient. And Rabbeinu Yonah adds, and you're talking about two good friends. Without that meter of patience, you will not remain friends. So Rabbeinu Yonah basically told you the same thing here. That without that midah of savlanut, you're not going to have friends. You're not going to be able to connect. You're not going to have an emotional relationship with anyone. That's a very necessary, because people are different. And certainly when you're married, you need that. Because women are very different from men. You know, there's even books written about it. Men from Mars or Venus or whatever, right? But Chazal also know that. Chazal, there's many Chazals about the differences, right? Okay. Shnaim hakovim limud b'tzavta. Two people who fix to learn together. Ayah Chavru says, that's what we do every day, right? Ulehem tchunot shonot. They have different tchunot. How do you say tchunot? Different characteristics, different abilities. V'hergalim shonim. And different ways of behavior, right? Kishronot shonim, different ways of thinking, different abilities in thinking. Eich tuchal, how they be able, hakviyut shalehem lachzik mamad. How can that chavrusa pair stay together? Sounds familiar. I see they're smiling over here, right? Okay. Rak al yedei, only through shitragel, shitraglu lisvol echad hasheni. They have savlanut, they have patience with each other. He's saying a cruel sorrow. Why can you learn that way? No, it's not saying that. You don't understand the word to say. Read the words. No, no, that's what it's saying, right? And then the second year, no, that's not the sorrow. Shlosha hadarim b'cheder echad. Or four in our situation sometimes, right? Right? Bli savlanut. Three people living together. Yeshiva, right? Sounds familiar? Without patience, yafech hacheder lehem legihinom. So now, Rav Olmi just told you, if you want to taste gihinom, go to a room, have no patience, it's going to be great. Right? Arba, I don't know why he's picking these numbers. Arba sounds like Chad Gadya, right? No, Chad Miodeh, sorry. Arba ha'ochlim b'kviyut. Four people who regularly sit at a table together. Al shulchan echad. And there's only so many, you know, there's a piece of breast, a piece of thigh, the triangle piece, right? And this one likes the triangle, and so does the other one, like you can see the forks going. We don't have that problem, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
Some triangles,
just squares. Yeah. Im lo yitraglu b'savlanut, if they don't have patience, yitzdarchu b'veshech hazman livroach me'ashulchan, to run away from the table. Right? So, it's very, very simple. And he's saying very, very simple things, but they're very, very true. Patience is something which is very basic. You can't keep normal relationship with people without a basic level of patience. But it's also the shorish of the highest midas, because you're starting on something very important. What is patience based on? You're allowing the opinion or the thinking of someone else. There's someone else in the world apart from you, who's different from you, who thinks different from you, has different ideas from you. You might know that before you're patient, but he's also allowed to be there. That's what patience is. Patience is not only the realization of different opinions and different thinking and different whatever, but also you're not going to nullify him. He has validity. So the meat of patience is giving validity to someone else. It's seeing outside your own spectrum. That's a very, very important midah. That's the basis of any relationship. If you go into a relationship, that's why most relationships don't work, especially in the secular world, because people get married or have relationships to see what they can get from the other person, right? You know, they have this quality, I can get this, and they, you know, what you get from them, right? Then why get married? I can get more if I'm not married. That's the whole society. So you've straight away been told that such a person is not going to be able to have any relationships. Because so long as his view of life is what I can get for me, rather than what I can see outside of me and respect outside of me or from that which is different from me, only then I can have a relationship with someone. So any relationship with such a person is not going to work. So you asked a good question. He wants Mexican food, you want Thai food. How can you be patient? So you said you're not really being patient. You're saying that
the bigger picture is the relationship. And every single time you guys go out to dinner, you do what you want to do, the relationship is not going to last.
Right. So this patience by seeing something which is higher is... Because you're not going to be patient. Say you really... All you want to do is eat food. And all he wants to do is eat food. And you don't like Thai food, and he likes Thai food. You're not friends, so what will you do? You go to the Mexican, he'll go to the Thai, and figure it. It's only when you see something that's more important to you can you be patient. So anything in life is that way. You shouldn't be patient. You shouldn't, because if you were patient in a situation, all you want to do is eat Mexican food. You're not interested, you don't really care for him, you're not really interested in him, he's not even a friend, you just met him at the bus stop. And he says, I want to eat Thai food. You don't know him at all. You just met him at the bus stop, Right? You ask him directions. He said, what are you doing? I'm going to get some Mexican food. What are you doing? I'm going to get some Thai food. And then you say, you know what? I'll come with you and eat some Thai food. You're stupid. You don't like Thai food. If you have no interest in making friendship with him or doing anything, that's not called being patient. That's called being stupid. Your whole look
can and... Can it be called selfishness instead of patience?
Let's give an example again. You're learning with Chavrusa. If you knew 100% that this Svara is a complete Krum Svara, the rabbi would say it's a Krum Svara not worth listening to. Right? And the whole purpose of Chavrusa is to develop a Svara. That's all it is. So you shouldn't be patient. You tell him you're wrong, let's go to the rabbi and finish. But it's not the whole purpose of Chavrusa. Purpose of Chavrusa is also to teach you Midas development, to teach you to accept another person's point of view, to think it through, to show him that he's wrong. That's also developing your way of thinking, because you're now going to prove to him that he's wrong, but you can do it in a patient way. That's also going to teach you how to solve a problem, how to solve a situation. There's a lot of things you can learn. Patience isn't that you have to be so well something that doesn't make sense. Patience is, and it can, you can have situations where you have to be patient in that way. You can have this with kids, that can be, because they don't make sense about what they're doing. But you know that if you answer them, if you tell them they're wrong, they're not going to listen. So you just have to shut up. Yeah, your kid might be whatever. You just have to shut up, just listen, just think. By you saying something now, it's not going to help. So you're just quiet. Right? There are patients like that. But again, what's the reason for that patience? Because you know your words aren't going to be heard now, and therefore you have to be quiet about them in order for them to be heard later on. You have, there is a reason for your patience. You can't be patient without a reason. There has to be a higher reason. There has to be a higher purpose for patience. The ability to be patient is associated very much with emunah. That means, if you realize that your patience here is required because there's something higher to be gained, whether in your midas development, whether whatever it is, that will give you the ability to be patient. Or whether it is in developing a relationship rather than eating the Mexican or the Thai food, there's something higher that gives you the ability. So as soon as you realize that patience is there for you to develop yourself, ultimately you have to develop this midah of patience. And this is a very, very important midah, right? And this is the way you should behave because you are Tzelem Elokim, that ultimately you don't even need a reason for patience. You don't need to be friendship. You can be patient even without a reason because you have a very higher reason. The highest reason is you want to be Tzelem Elokim.